coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Then thou shalt say unto Aaron, he's talking to Moses, thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. That's nice. Get the instruction. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent in the presence of Pharaoh. Hello? There's a miracle, right?
Yes.
Something changed from a wooden rod to a living serpent. Okay. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Next verse. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. Stop there. I know you can see the rest part, but I want you to stop. Listen, God Almighty performed the miracle with Moses' rod. He turned into a serpent. And Pharaoh said, is this what your God can do? He called his magicians, and his magicians came. The Bible says that the magicians of Egypt cast their rods on the ground, and they all turned into serpents. Bible doesn't say that there was a trick. There was no trick. Oh, we're not talking about some of the magicians we have today that do, you know, and you know, it's a trick, and everybody's trying to look for the trick. This was no trick. They cast the rods down, and they turned into serpents before Pharaoh and before Moses and Aaron. How could they have done it? Didn't you hear what he called them? These were sorcerers. Go back to that scripture. Go back to that verse. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. These were the magicians. These were people who dealt in the spirit realm. These were people who conjured spirits. They're related with spirits. They understood the forces of darkness. And they performed signs and wonders. Exactly like God did. The difference was, okay, next verse. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Now, I want you to notice, he didn't say, but Aaron's serpent swallowed up their serpents. He said Aaron's rod, reminding us that it was a rod that turned into a serpent. Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. So God showed his bigness. What I wanted you to notice is that these magicians did the same thing. You want to convince people that God raised Jesus from the dead without the miraculous and the supernatural? You must be kidding. Can you see why? We must have the supernatural. Otherwise, Christianity is another dead religion. But praise God, we have it. Hallelujah. We have it. I mean, look at that. God knew it would work. God knew they were going to do the same thing. But he's training Moses about the supernatural life. Look at Jesus. Let me show you something about Jesus. You ready for this? St. John's Gospel, chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. St. John, chapter 2, from verse 1. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. His mother says to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Oh boy, I'm moving too fast for you now. You know, here we're beginning to deal with something. Mysteries for the manifestations of God's power. There are mysteries that if any man would understand those mysteries and apply them, it will bring an end to misery. Look at it. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You know, sometimes in life, you just want to see a miracle. You need a miracle. But are you ready to do whatever he says to you? This was going to be a risky business. We'll see it in a second. Okay. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Now watch this. They have no wine. There's a lot of people. The wine is finished. But there's a lot of people. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, comes to him and says, they have no wine. And the response of Jesus wasn't that encouraging anyway. But then she turns to the servants and says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. She knew it would work. Let's see. Next verse. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That's about 10 gallons for 1 firkin. And if the 2 or 3, that's 20 gallons or 30 gallons. Okay? Now imagine this. The Bible says these water pots were for the purifying. That means that the water pots that for washing your feet when you came into the place. So it's dirty water. Okay? Like dish water. So it's not clean water. It's not for drinking. It's water at the door. You wash your hands, your face, then you go inside. Now, these are the containers outside. Then, next verse. Jesus said unto them, to the servants, fill the water pots with water, fill them. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and take it to the governor of the feast, take it to the master of ceremony. And they took it. Now, this is risky. Because you know where this water is coming from. This is not, nobody's supposed to drink this thing. Now, let's see the next verse. And when the ruler of the feast, the master of ceremony, had tasted the water that was made wine, now we are told it was made wine, and knew not whence it was, didn't know where it came from, look at what's in parentheses, but the servants which drew the water knew. Can you see it? That's to let us know that it was something very serious about where that water came from. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, the celebrant. He says, hey, said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. He says, you know, at the beginning of a party, they bring all the good wine. When people are drunk and have forgotten themselves, they now bring, there's no more wine, they bring the bad one. He says, but you do it differently. You are so nice. He says, you have kept the good wine until now. You reserve the good one till the end of the party. Wow. Next verse. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him because disciples were there. So the Bible says it was a miracle. He turned water, dish water, into wine. I'll never be broke in my life. He turned dish water into wine.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's about where you live. It's about living in the Spirit, beyond time and space. That's what this is about. Hallelujah. My goodness. How could I walk in lack? How could I understand the supernatural and walk in lack? I refuse to lack. Say it again, I refuse to lack. Never. 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 Let me show you something. St. John chapter 14, verse 21. Now we're talking about secrets, you know, mysteries for the manifestation. Look at this. He that hath my commandment, these are the words of Jesus. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He says, if you will love him, keep his word, his Father will love you. And guess what? I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The secret is in loving the Lord. He will manifest himself to you. You want him to show up in your life. You want him to manifest himself, manifest his glory in your life. It's the love of the Lord. That's where the secret is. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. It's there. He says, he that loveth me, he says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. You do what I tell you? He says, that's the one who loves me. You prove your love by doing his word. And the Father will love you, and Jesus will manifest himself to you. He'll manifest himself in your job. He'll manifest himself in your business. He'll manifest himself in your finances. He'll manifest himself in your body. He'll manifest himself to you. You'll see his glory in your life. It's this simple. And even now, you know, we're in this place, and the Spirit of God is here, strong. The anointing of God is here strong. You'd be amazed at the kind of things that could happen just by even a moment in the Spirit, a moment of divine consciousness. See, the glory of God is in the Word of God that works in you. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. If you can activate that power, you'd be amazed at what you would see. Then, whatever hadn't worked in your life up until that time, there'll be a restoration that completely beclouds all of the problems of the past. Yeah. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God's Spirit. Most important in your life. Hallelujah. So it's like maybe you've been trying something and it's like not working. Get a rhema. Maybe you just need the right coding. You see, let me show you another thing that's very important. You know that God, when he orders your word of blessing for you, he orders it and the word goes into the realm of the Spirit. His word is timeless. Remember what Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's what he said. His word is timeless. That's why we can open the scriptures that were written hundreds of years ago and act upon them and they still work. Because God's word is spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So when we pass into that realm and act on that word, the same thing that happened to the one to whom it was spoken at the time it was spoken, same thing happens to us again. Because his word is beyond time and space. So once I get into that realm of his word, I walk in the same light of that word. So what you need is being in the Spirit, like he said. If you therefore live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Become spiritually conscious. And there's no better way to getting into spiritual consciousness than primarily speaking in tongues and then setting your mind on the word. That's how you do it. Meditation on the word. When you meditate on the word, you know, it's like a scanner. Your spirit is like a scanner. As you're praying in the spirit, your spirit starts going through the word of God. It's scanning through the word. You see, it's about to get the right code. Just keep speaking in tongues, all right? As you're speaking in tongues and your spirit is alert, then it keeps scanning. You see, scanning, scanning, scanning. Suddenly, it picks the right code. And when it picks the right code, faith comes to you. Then release the words. And once you release that word, nothing can destroy it. Nothing can stop it. It doesn't matter what the trouble is. I'll show you what happened in the Bible. Can I show you this? You want to see it? Something happened. Sometimes a lot of people who don't understand. Glory to God. Glory to God. My. To read that to you, let's look at a few scriptures first. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 11. Let me show you these few things before we go in there. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 11, Jesus answered, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. You that belong to Christ, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Those who don't know Christ, to them it is not given. The mysteries of the kingdom are revealed to you. Mysteries for supernatural finance. Mysteries for extraordinary success. The mysteries are given to you. Look at it. He says, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. That's why I told you yesterday, they're using high intensity focused ultrasound, but they're getting good results, but not good enough, you see, to make it a permanent thing. Why? Because they don't understand the coding. So they're pouring everything in. High energy. A lot of things. You know, it's like putting so much into something, hoping something comes out. But imagine if they got to know the coding. It'll work every time. And right away, they'll tell everybody, this is it, this is it, this is the result, this is it. This will work any day, any time. Okay, look at another scripture. Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What is the secret you need for your next level? See, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. It's not with everybody. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17, Amplified. I want you to see this. It says, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Next verse. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. He wants you to have insight into what? Mysteries and secrets. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Let's see one of those secrets in the Bible. How could this happen? How? Joshua chapter 6. Let's begin from verse 1. Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Have you ever had financial problems like that? when nothing is going out and nothing is coming in. I said, brother, it's quite hard right now. No business, nothing is coming in, nothing is going out. Look at that. Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.